Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal. There you go. Push all the buttons, Joe. See all those buttons in front of you, buddy? Those are all connected to something.
Wow, man.
Thank you.
Wow,
man. That's it. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, on Sportsnet 590, the Phantom, Angelo Viola. He is, believe it or not Stephen Labadie. Not Stephen Labadie, because Stephen Labadie wouldn't have done that. He'd have had that bumper. That's his most played favorite bumper of all time. You know, and he had that all queued up, ready to go. On the board with us today, our good friend Joe Gorskowski of Fishing Canada production fame, filling in for said Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis, however, are where they normally are and where they should be, at the Fan, making sure we stay between the lines. Sometimes we color outside of those lines, especially when this young man is on the program. He is our very own in-house meatmonger. He's probably going to have something to say to the fact that the minister pushed him out of his time slot. His name is Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning, Sean. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Dr. Ange. My question today is, I woke up with a really bad headache, and I want to know whether it was from the vodka or from when I fell and hit my head. Can you tell me?
Exactly. Stop drinking. I've told you. It's not the answer. It almost sounded like that kind of a program, didn't it? Good Lord.
Oh, my God. That first hour is being dedicated to health and welfare on the doctor end. Yeah.
You're doing a good
job.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. Did any of it rub? Any of it have any value to you whatsoever?
Well, I reference everything back to yourself because I'm fit as a fiddle. But I'm going to tell you that zinc's not going to work for you. You got way too much hair on your body. You won't be able to get down to the skin level.
Can you imagine?
No, geez, you'd be
with that.
You'd look like Frosty the Snowman, or the Abominable Snowman when you were done.
I'm going to make it all go away. I'm going to make it all go away somehow. I don't know how. Maybe you can come up with something for me.
I'm offended, by the way, from the minister. I've been very offended here.
Wow.
You know, he mentioned that the Aboriginals were using the moose as a way of life, et cetera. But why do you think the moose are even in this country?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Is that the right answer?
Well, when the British dropped off all these Irish people during the potato famine or whatever it was on the island there, they dumped off some moose and said, here, eat these when they grow up. Right? That's where they were there. That's how they came to Canada.
Wait a minute. There's moose in Great Britain?
They brought moose from Europe and dropped them in Newfoundland.
From Europe? Really?
Yes.
I did not know this. You see?
Look it up.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. Don't you worry. And based on what I'm seeing, Joe behind the glass, he's scowling at you right now with that look. He's going to check it out. You know, Joe likes to check the stuff out. So,
report. Based on that, I should get the same rights for hunting moose as the Aboriginals do.
Uh-oh. You're going down that slippery slope, are you?
Well, shouldn't I?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, you think you do, and that's all really that matters. It's not what I think. It's what you think. You think you should?
Yeah, and I think I should get all the marketing rights for all of Canada for it, too.
And you should be the only one who could harvest them on a commercial level, too, right?
That's correct.
That's okay.
That's because I thought of it, and because I have rights. I've got nothing in my life.
Right.
No honors, no nothing, or no privileges of being Irish. Nothing. Zero.
But you should have because you were the first one. What you're saying to me, if I understand correctly, the moose was put here on this continent for you and your people, which
That's
are
right.
Irish.
That's
okay.
Correct.
We're going to have to check into that, buddy. See?
Please
that's
do.
Why you are you. Yeah, that's why you are you. You just bring a whole other level of intelligence to this program.
Well, up or down?
Up. Up. You're the upper crust, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I got to tell you, and I hope you're not offended, but you might have heard me when I was talking to the good doctor, Pike. I have been eating less meat since the heart attack, and I've been eating a lot of plant food. I know mm-hmm. what you're thinking right now. But apparently it's better for me at this stage. Does that make sense to you at all in any way, at any level whatsoever?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look. However,
yes.
I'm not a doctor. I'm only to say right. that you need what your body needs. I do know right. for myself and my wife, if we don't get our proper protein during the day, we yeah. feel it as we go on. Again, everybody cannot live off of plant life, and that's why there's different regions. That's why our people from the Arctic are meat and seafood eaters, because they yes. can't live off vegetables. I guess if you're in California and that's where you grow up
vegetables.
And that's where you live,
right.
then
right.
then yeah, that's a sustainable society. But the same
right.
sustainable society includes eating meat, eating right. vegetables, and like for example, fresh water. I mean, one of the big things in this country is fresh water in North America, the most important thing that we have. And I mean, you have to take care of that sustainability too. And if you don't eat the animals, the animals will eat your vegetables.
That's a good point. For me, you know, it's very simple. And you kind of, you know, highlighted it a moment ago. You know, it's about availability. And there are sectors of people on this planet that must eat more meat than vegetables, and ones that must eat more vegetable than meat. And not because of health issues, because of availability.
Okay, and let's touch base on there again with that. Okay, we talk about the CO emissions, et cetera, in respect to, well, mm-hmm. don't eat beef. And I talked about my wife there yesterday about just what thought process I had there. Well, what about the milk industry? Well, the milk industry requires cattle in order for it to be sustained. We don't talk about eliminating milk, for example. Did you know that 50% of the produce harvest in North America does not make it to the table? It's thrown away. Okay? So you're loading up, well, it could be lost in transit. It can get to the store, and a couple of days later, the store takes it, throws it away. You can
right.
buy it. You take it home, put it in your fridge. You don't use it. It gets thrown away. 50%. So 50% of the energy used to get that food to your table is 100% wasted. Right?
Wow.
So how is that sustainable?
Nah, it's obviously not.
Right? And what's
yeah.
the CO? And again, we talk about global warming and all that, and how cattle somehow are the big things. Well what about all these
farting trucks
and trailers?
The cow farts are the big thing, right? So that's why right now they're the easy ones to pick on, because cow farts apparently, which of course are rich in methane, and methane is the worst greenhouse gas known to man, and obviously, so they're easy. They're an easy target right now. Right?
So you're going to tell me cow commits more of that to the atmosphere than cars, trucks, and burning gas does?
Well, yeah, that's great.
But they don't want to eliminate that, do they? They don't want to eliminate that.
Hang on. We have a professional opinion. What's that, Joe?
For methane, I think they're the biggest, largest producer.
Are they? There you go. We have it right from Joe Gorskowski. Now, you know it's real.
What is the largest producer?
Cows.
Largest producer of gas.
Of methane.
Yeah, and that's the only contribution. Only contribution to the global warming is the methane from the cattle. Is that what you're saying?
No. Natural gas fracking, I think, is quite a large contributor.
Okay,
but
right. still,
cows are up there.
What's the percentage of that versus all the other gases that contribute to the same thing?
Right. That's
right.
See, Joe? Yeah, answer that, Joe.
I left my calculator at home.
Listen to you two guys. Who cares? I'm going to go start the barbecue. If it's not raining when I get off the air, go home, I'm going to turn the barbecue on, because I feel like a chunk of nice meat, to
you
be honest.
You should,
with
some nice duck fat on there. And
Stop it. You are pushing it now. See, you're pushing it. Also, by the way, Joe just did a quick check, and he said moose are native to Canada. So,
No?
All right. Well, apparently the two of you are going to have to discuss this off the air. And by the way, methane is 30 times worse than carbon dioxide. So, yes, it's worse than all the cars and vehicles and trucks and everything else. 30 times.
Oh, really? And cigarettes won't bother you either. Smoking doesn't bother you. That's what they told us 30 years ago. But burning fossil fuels will not be bad until they're all gone. And then they'll say, oh, you've got to switch to this, you've got to switch to that, which is happening, right? No, I mean, only people I believe verbatim is you and my wife.
Ah, see? Thank you. That just makes me feel so much better. Yep, I agree.
It makes my life better by believing those two things, right? I don't have any arguments.
That's right. None at all. So then let's talk about what I should throw on that barbecue.
If you want to be
medical.
Okay.
No.
I forgot a big announcement today.
What?
We, this week, have introduced the Ange 2.
What?
The Ange Burger 2.
What do you mean, the Ange Burger 2? I know the Ange Burger 1 was a huge hit, so much so that you took it off the market.
We discontinued it only because nobody knew the recipe.
Okay.
And so we've created the Ange 2, and it's going to be debuted next Saturday at the Fishing Derby, at the Lake Ontario Fishing Derby.
Oh, yes, the Great Ontario Salmon Derby is coming up next
week. That's right. 1,000 Ange burgers will be on display. Teddy Reeder is lending me his big barbecue rig, which will be put on site Saturday morning, and we'll be selling the Ange burger. And I think what we should do, if the customers want you to actually cook it for them, we charge them an extra $5.
What? That sounds like a winner to me. I mean, why wouldn't
it
we?
It does. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we? What would stop?
Because I need a barbecuer. I need a barbecue, so that's your job.
That was a great way of getting me to work for nothing. That's great. Not only work for nothing, but you're actually going to profit from me working for nothing.
That's how it works. You never get rich working for yourself. If you are the business Ange, you don't have one.
All right. I'm in, buddy. You know me. I'm in. I think that'll be a blast. And that's next week. We're going to talk to Bill here momentarily, and he's going to fill us in on all the details. But there you go. Right from the horse's mouth, our very own meatmonger. He's telling you next Moose's mouth. Sean and I are going to be at the Great Ontario Salmon Derby main event, which will be the final function for this year's derby. And we're going to be cooking up, serving up some Ange burgers. 1,000 of them.
You want to know what's in them?
I know what's in them, unless you've changed my recipe completely.
I told you, it's Ange 2. It's completely changed.
What? What's in it? I have to approve this if you put my name on it.
It consists of 50% kangaroo, 35% wild boar, and 15% bacon with our own maple-flavored sausage spice. It's going.
Oh my God.
Think about it. This and the bacon isn't ground. It's only mixed in. Okay.
Oh my God.
So you'll see bacon coming up the top of that, floating there. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'll get $15 a piece for these burgers. No problem.
Oh, easily. And now, can folks sample them in advance? Could somebody go to 360 Rivas Road, for example, today as we speak? Even
no, we're introducing them at the thing next Saturday. That's the first time anybody will ever taste them, other than me. Okay, and me and the missus. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a hit, and we're going to be topping them off with Ted Reeder's Canadian Canuck barbecue sauce.
Okay, hang on for a minute. Let me just see if I get this right. So Ted Reeder, who is not going to be working next week like I am, has gotten two or three mentions already, absolutely free, and he doesn't have to work next weekend for it. You want me to come and flip burgers for you all day long so you could charge $15 or whatever you want ahead on those things, with my name on it, by the way. Let's not even get into that. And so far, I haven't heard any exchange of funds or credits or anything of the sort.
Well, first off, you got me into this, so I'm taking you in with me. Okay, Ted Reeder lent me his wagon, which I didn't have the barbecue. I couldn't get anybody else to give it to me. And now you're working for free pretty much all the time, anyways, because you're eating vegetables and I don't sell vegetables. So woohoo!
Very well put, my friend. What's happening at 360 Rivas Road in the meantime? I'm sure that there's business still going on there.
Oh, yeah, busy, working away. All three stores are just humming along. And I want to apologize to some people. I'm going to apologize right on the air here. Since I left there, and maybe before I left there, I've had staffing issues at Rivas. I'm trying to fix them. I've had complaints. I acknowledge the complaints about some of the things that people maybe not be able to find things or stock things properly. But I'm working at it, and I'll be back there after Labor Day for a couple of days a week just to, again, not say I'm going to make it any better. But we've had two guys from Thornbury going down every couple of days to with the same work ethic and product selection that we have in Thornbury, and I think you'll see a big improvement, okay? And hang in there.
Perfect. That's all taking place at 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga, just north of Lakeshore. You can't miss it. It is the place to get all of your protein, and I'm talking meats and all kinds of other goodies. You can go online to blackangusmeat.com. You can order the stuff, have it sent around. I mean, he's shipping meat around the country mail. I mean, it's crazy. It's insanity. You got to check it out, blackangusmeat.com. We ran out of time for birthdays today, my friend, so we are going to have to keep them.
I have to say one thing, though.
Please.
Okay. Happy anniversary to my beautiful, beautiful wife. I didn't buy her a card. Anybody that brings me a card to one of my locations gets a $100 gift certificate. Bring me an anniversary card to give to my wife. Thank you.
That's 360 Rivas Road or Thornbury or any place else, McTeer, wherever he's hanging out. Bring an anniversary card, $100 worth of meat right there on the spot. Thank you, my friend. Talk to you next week.
Take care.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Check him out, blackangusfinemeatsandgame.com. When we come back, we will talk Salmon Derby and the big event next for next weekend. More Journal After This on Shadir Go Away.